right, let's find out if everything is all lined up out there. Let me do a little brief, very quick introduction. Max Eigen is one of the greatest things ever to come out of contemporary Australia. And I say come out of there because he has strategically relocated to be able to continue the fight to stop this worldwide genocide and insanity. Insanity from our perspective, but the Satanists on the other side think that what they're doing is perfectly sane. This is what they want. They want 80 to 90% of the people on this planet to no longer exist. They're going to revise everything in the Great Reset. You can see right now the implosion of white, Western, Christian, first world culture in Europe, North America, including Canada, the U.S., of course, Australia, the most horrific example, New Zealand, not far behind. But what has happened to the people of Australia is so horrific that it's difficult for Americans to actually, I think, most of them, if they're ever exposed to it, and if they look at the goddamn commercial television and think they're being informed, they'll never know. But we know, because we look for the news, the reality of it. And Max has done, I don't know what kind of an award. He's not the kind of a guy to be into awards, but he has really distinguished himself as one of the greatest Australians, I think, in that country's history. But more than that, he's a citizen of the world, and he is, I hope, standing by right now. Max, are you there? Not there yet. All right, well, we will continue. If you're listening, Max, time to call in. We gave him the call-in number, and now that may be being interfered with. I wouldn't be at all surprised. So we will see. Let me see if I can. I just sent him off an email as well. He had, I don't know how, and I'm not going to ask how he relocated to a safe and more strategically secure location, but he has, and there are an awful lot of people in Australia who would get the hell out of there yesterday if they could. There's no doubt about that. I'm wondering if he's even still up on YouTube. I think they took him down. Let me find out here. Well, he's still listed. There are some things still here. I'm surprised. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to roll one of Max's videos here, and let's see if we can get him connected up. This is not a surprise. They don't like the fact that people are able to get out and continue the efforts to tear this garbage down. All right, this one is 8 minutes. Okay. This is 1 week. All right, let me play this. This is 1 week ago. So let me just cue this up. See if we can get him. If we don't get him tonight, we'll get him very soon. All right, here we go.
You face infinity without flinching, brother. You walk the path of the warrior. I woke up when I was 4 and I knew something was terribly wrong. I was out in the forest with my mother and first time I'd ever been to the forest. And I said, this is incredible up here. Let's come and live here. And she said, well, we can't live here. I said, why not? There's nobody else living here. And she said, well, we don't own the land. And I went, own the land? What do you mean own the land? And she said, well, you've got to own the land. And I said, who owns the land? And she said, the government owns the land. And I said, how did they get it? And she said, you'll understand when you get older. I was shocked when I found out that we actually had to pay to put a roof over our head. We actually had to pay money to buy land. You think people thought they could own a part of the earth. I was horrified by the whole thing. So I kind of sat back and I just watched from there. And I thought, this is a madhouse. I'm living in a madhouse. Then when I was 8 years old, I started looking at encyclopedias and I discovered the pyramids and I wanted to know how they built the pyramids. And so I started researching ancient history and stuff when I was 8. So that's been my life. And then when I got to high school, I got kicked out of 4 high schools. And by the time I was halfway through my third year of high school, I just went, I don't want to know about this. So I just started playing guitar, became a musician, and lived on the outside of society for most of my life. Because everything that's in the world today has been created by man, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Ultimately, it came from the spark of idea in a single mind, in a single consciousness, had this idea, put it into practice, and the whole rest of the world went along with it. Everybody has the possibility of doing that. And, you know, and if people suddenly realize they have value, we could literally change the world in a day. We could change it in 3 seconds if people suddenly decided, I'm not going to tolerate wrong behavior anymore. I'm always going to operate within my moral compass and treat everybody as myself. In Lakesh, I am another yourself. I finish every radio show with In Lakesh, which means I am another yourself. If we had that epiphany, we could change the world in 3 seconds. The world would simply just change like that. Because I've got to pay to be alive, they measure themselves by their economic standing. You're taught through school that your economic standing is what matters in life. It's everything, you know. And all the ideas you have are only worthwhile if you can capitalize on those ideas and make money for yourself and build this huge pile of shit to sit on. Then you're successful, you know, and the world will be your oyster and all this sort of crap. And people believe if they haven't got as big a front door as the guy next door and they can't buy those jewels for their wife, well, they're a lesser person, you know, and other people treat them like they are. And they all think...
And that's really the kicker to it. Other people treat them like they are a lesser person if they don't have the financial clout to achieve what the storybooks claim is success. Storybooks. We do have Max on the phone right now. Max, glad to have you on board, but more than that, on behalf of your fans and friends worldwide, glad you're safe and glad you're in a strategically secure position to continue your priceless work. Great to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here, brother. Yeah, sorry about the delay. Had a bit of a hard time with the connection, but yeah, should be good now. And yeah, it was a pretty dramatic move, but something just needed to be done. You know, get myself to higher ground to, like you say, a strategically better location in order to continue the fight, you know.
Right, right. Watching your reports from Oz recently and this insane, diabolical Satanist Danny Andrews just boggles the mind to see this guy. Australia is gone. It's gone.
Well, in many ways, I mean, the southern states, Victoria, almost certainly, unless Daniel Andrews is taken out of power, and it's sort of a creeping malaise that's gone up to New South Wales, and that's become, you know, not as bad as Victoria, but pretty bad as well. And right. It's just creeping into Queensland now, you know, but Daniel Andrews is completely out of control. And they're building camps in all the states, like they're openly building concentration camps. And, even before they've put lockdowns and things in place in Queensland, I believe the Premier announced just yesterday or the day before, that the camp that they're building at Weld Camp, I mean, Weld Camp, you can't get much more brilliant than this, you know. Weld Camp, yeah, the Weld Camp quarantine facility, I mean, get that one. They're saying this is for the unvaccinated. So they're telling you outright what this is about. They're building concentration camps across all of our countries, and they're showing you exactly how it's done in Australia right now. And the brutality is through the roof in Victoria. It's just next level, like stuff you've never seen. You know, we've literally, the United States has literally invaded countries for doing less to their population than what the Victorian government is currently doing to the people of that state.
That's a very good point. I don't know, how long ago was it that we last talked on the air? It was a long time ago.
Oh, would have been, must have been like 3, 4, 5 years ago, maybe four years ago, I think. There's so much has happened since then.
And
so much has happened since then.
Yeah, yeah. How were we? Now, I had a weird thing happen to me. I was talked to by a gentleman from Europe over 3 years ago, and he did tell me what was going to happen. But 4 years ago, I didn't have a clue. Before I talked to this guy, I didn't have a clue. I mean, we could see where they kind of wanted to take it, And if you look back at the Georgia Guidestones, which most people didn't take too seriously, I mean, yeah, it's an eccentric statement and all of that, but did you see this coming 4 years ago, say 5 years ago? Was it clear in your mind then, or when did it become clear that Australia was certainly being used as the beta platform to test how much humanity would take before it went berserk or killed itself off in a mass suicide? I don't know. It's bad. When did you figure it out?
You can kind of see it. Well, you could see it. I mean, when they did the Port Arthur massacre and they took most of the automatic weapons or all the automatic weapons away from the people, you could see things were going to start to go bad. In 2015, they started building a fence around Parliament House in Canberra. And then they militarised the Victorian police in 2018. Then when the Christchurch shooting happened, the amount of stuff that was exposed in the Christchurch shooting, it showed that it wasn't a lone gunman. We saw the extra players on the, it was the sloppiest job they'd ever done. But it was the first time we'd actually seen a shooting from the shooter's perspective. And I said when that happened, I said, if you can think of 9/11 as being the beginning and of mounting the war on terror, the 9/11 being the beginning of the end game, the Christchurch shooting was the beginning of the final move of the end game. And if we don't run with the information we've got on that video and expose the New Zealand government and the world media for what they've done, then I expect the world to be in lockdown within 12 to 18 months. That's what I said when Christchurch happened. And the world went into lockdown 12 months later. But, I mean, I don't think anybody expected this at the rate and speed that they've been able to roll it out through this whole medical fear that they put in everybody. You know, the whole concept of, a pandemic is really what sold it to people. And the speed of it, I don't even think they expected people to be as compliant as they are and to have been able to pull it off as easily as they have, you know.
The pulling it off, and I've been saying this for years, they have supercomputers. They war game all of these things. It's a war. It is a war. It doesn't happen to be fought with tanks necessarily. It's still a war. The people are profiled. Their psychology is profiled. Hell, their psychology is programmed right into them. So they know what's going to happen. They rolled this out so quickly because they knew there would be no pushback. Or when there was pushback, they knew how to address it. I think this was a done deal before they even made it obvious, frankly. I think they're that smart. I hate to say it, but they've got all the technology on their side. They've created this hideous bioweapon and called it a vaccine. It's just an instrument of death. And in other words, we cannot... I don't want to give the enemy too much credit, but they've got to be credited for what they are capable of doing, and what they're doing right now is mass genocide. I'm sick of reading these stories. A little girl, 20, 21, who knows, in Brazil, got the shot, showed her getting the shot, showed her 2-3 days later in a hospital bed with her left leg gone. I'm sick of looking at these things. They're horrible.
Yeah.
And yet they're not being covered on the tube, on the mainstream media, which is as rotten and vile and evil as it gets.
Yeah, I know. People can't really fathom the level of evil that we're dealing with here, because it's things like that. I mean, they're not just giving it a shot to kill you. It's killing people in the most horrific ways. You know, it rashes on babies and they're dying slowly over a period of weeks. I mean, people's bodies turning black and bruised and you know, blood clots, and just it's insidious what they're doing, and they're just loving every minute of it. And it is a massive cult, and it is a war. You know?
They are.
And they've had it planned for so long. Even the introduction of the airport scanners and things to actually be able to pick up whether you've been jabbed, you know, whether you've got the graphene in you and stuff. It goes back so far, you know, they've had this planned. It's like even right back to the Port Arthur massacre, you know, when they took the guns from the Australian people to get us to the point that we are now in Australia. And Australia is really, really going down the tube. It has almost fallen, you know, and it just got to the point where I had to leave to just be able to keep my voice out there, because I've been screaming to the people to wake up for the last 14 years, and it got to the point that by the beginning of next month, if you're not double jabbed, you're not going to be leaving that country. And I thought, well, I've got 2 weeks left. I've been screaming for 14 years. 2 weeks left, I think it's time to step off the tracks, you know. So, I mean, what can you do? You've got to get yourself where you can and be able to continue this. But what they're doing in Australia, they intend to come everywhere. And what they're bringing in now, Jeff, is digital IDs they want to bring in. So you've got a digital ID. So you don't have to remember your passwords and everything. So all your Facebook and your Twitter and everything, your license, all this stuff is in your government ID record. So that's your one ID for everything you do. And then, of course, they want you to scan QR codes to get into all the shops and all this stuff to protect you from COVID. These are, at the moment, just hooked up to your phone. I mean, they know who you are because of the phone, the tech you're using, and you've got to register when you get your phone and all that sort of stuff. But they want it next level to go to a government digital ID. So you're going to need that in order to scan the QR codes. And they're putting these QR codes on everything, like water fountains and... Soon you're
water
going to
fountains.
See in, water fountains, yeah, in parks. Jeez. And soon you're going to see, like, in supermarkets, most of the open cabinets, they're putting glass covers over them right around the world now. Soon you're going to see QR codes on the front of those cabinets, and you're going to have your government ID to be able to scan the QR code to open the door. But in order to get your government ID, of course, you're going to need to be double jabbed. And then you're going to need your booster shot. Your ID will, of course, run out every 3 months. Because you're going to need your booster shot. This is the way they want to play it, you know. And it's all this whole Chinese social credit thing over the top of it as well. It's next level tyranny they are introducing through this. And this has always been the plan, you know, through the guise of this terrible virus, which just happens to not be killing anybody anywhere, you know.
The virus is the vax. What you're saying is so accurate and so true. I want to just go back a little bit to what we've seen, Australian police, so-called police, riot duty, whatever. These people don't act like they're Australians or human. They're utterly barbaric. They're brutal. They kill people unless they're held back. They're like pit bulls that are being turned loose on the lambs. This is just it is ugly, and I'm very grateful to see some of the tradies going after them and the truck drivers. And yes, but it's not enough. The truckers should have shut that whole country down, in my view. And I'm not over there. It's easy for me to say.
I tried that, Jeff. I tried to rally the truckers, and you know, a few of them came on board. We had a couple of politicians said they were going to support us, and they kind of infiltrated it and turned it into a publicity stunt for them. I've been calling out for a national strike of everybody for months, you know, and but it didn't happen. But those police in Victoria, I agree with you. I don't think a lot of them are actually Australian. I think they're probably foreign troops dressed up in police uniform.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Armor and balaclavas. You can't tell who they are. They could be any nationality. And the brutality, the next level brutality we're seeing from these people, body slamming people head first into tile floors, you know, rifle barrels into the back, you know, just incredibly brutal stuff. You know, and they're the worst in the country, the Victorian police. Yeah, we've got different police according to different standards. The Victorian police happen to use the five-pointed star as their badge upside down. It's literally a satanic pentangle on their arms and on their chest.
Oh.
Yeah, have a look at the Victorian police badge. It's a satanic pentangle. In Queensland, where I live, at least we've got, they still use the Knights of Malta badge. So we got the Knights of Malta or Satan's. I'll take Knights of Malta over Satan at the moment. But this is what we're dealing with in Australia, and you can tell this is what they're doing. This is the sort of forces these people support, and it's the sort of forces that they're driving onto the public. They don't care about the public. They're basically criminalizing everybody, you know, universal criminalization. If you are a member of the public, then you are the enemy, and that's the way the police are acting in the country now, unfortunately.
Universal criminalization of the citizens, the public, of Australia, soon to be coming to a country near you, wherever you're listening from around this world. This is a global issue. And I do believe that there's no doubt that Australia was chosen for whatever reason to see just how much brutality could be dished out to these people before they would do something. They're not going to do anything, Max, not that I can see. There are a few voices out there, but if they really cause trouble, they'll kill them. They kill people all the time. And they have many, many methods to do so, as you know. They kill people over here all the time.
Mm. Well, you know, Australia's an island, too. I mean, we can't just walk out of our borders and walk to another country. It's a very, very enclosed sort of place, you know. And it's got a small population. You've got 26 million people in an area there, you know, twice the size of Europe, you know. So they're all spread out. And they've never known hardship, a lot of the Australian people. It's a very easygoing lifestyle. They're very easygoing people. They're very staunch, but they're very trusting. You know, they're sort of, you know, very laid back. And, you know, they just don't expect this. They never expected their government to act like this. And they believe their government. They believe that they're actually protected by these people, you know. And, you know, they've never known struggle. They've never had to fight a war for their country. They've never had to do any of that sort of stuff. So they've lived a pretty easy lifestyle, you know, and unfortunately, happy, easy lifestyle has built weak men. You know, it's just the way it is.
Well, we've got in this country a lot of veterans now talking about standing up. I think many of them are beginning to realize that if they die on their feet, they'll at least die a real man or a real woman, a real American. We have never had to fight on our own territory. And so people, in a similar fashion, it's a parallel thing, don't understand that this can happen here, and it can happen. It is happening here. What am I saying? It is happening here. They're building the camps. They're talking about jabbing people every 4 or 5 months here. Maybe it was six, but it's often. And as you said, and you're correct, your valid citizenship credentials will lapse unless you show that you've taken the latest jab, the latest booster. And you know what they're doing here now? Maybe you didn't hear this one. This is crazy. They're saying for the booster shot, you can take any, you can take Moderna, you can take Pfizer, you can take AstraZeneca, you can take J&J, you can take any of them for the booster. Just mix them up. Mix and match. They're not testing any of these things for contraindications or danger. Nothing.
Yeah, they're having so much fun with this, Jeff. They're having so much fun with what they're doing. You know, they're just reveling in it. I can't believe how much they're enjoying what they're doing. You know, and the people are going to get so sick, and you're going to find their immune systems are going to deteriorate. Things are going to go next level crazy, I think, over the next few months. And what they're doing to you guys in the United States is, you know, they intend to starve you out, food shortages. All the tankers that are parked all off the coast are not letting come onto shore because of COVID. You know, all the airlines that are being shut down. When I did this trip over from Australia, like it was bizarre, the most bizarre journey. I got on a plane to Singapore. The only way I could get to the United States was to fly from Brisbane to Singapore. And then from Singapore to LAX, which is like 16 hours from Singapore to LAX.
Sure.
I had to wait 14 hours in Singapore. When I flew from Brisbane to Singapore, there were 9 passengers on the plane. 9 passengers. This is a 320-seater plane.
Empty. 9?
9 passengers, including crew and 2 pilots. There were 14 people on the plane. Okay. And when we got to Singapore, they ushered us right up to one end of a wing and they put us in an enclosed area with tape around it and left us there for 14 hours until our next flight. There was no food. There was no drink. There was nothing. They were all dressed like blue Smurfs, wrapped in plastic, face visors and masks and all this stuff.
You're
absolutely
kidding.
Incredible.
This is science fiction.
I know. And Singapore Airport, I've never seen it so empty. When I got to Brisbane Airport, this was 8:30 on a Saturday night. I got there. There's 2 people at the front operating trolleys, you know, collecting trolleys. I went into the airport. There were 4 people at the counter, gave me my ticket. I walked through the airport. I got to where you put your baggage through. There was one woman guiding my bag through the machine and another guy looking at the screen. That's it. There was nobody else in there, nobody else in the room except me and those 2 people. I got to the customs counter. There was one guy there on customs. You know, you put your passport in, and normally they just scan it. They do a scan of you. The gate opens. This time, a message comes up on the screen that says, by leaving Australia, you are acknowledging that returning to Australia is difficult and expensive. Do you wish to continue? And I had to push that little button before the gate would open. Then I walked through the the airport, there was no shops open. It was completely closed, dark. I walked through, didn't see one other person until I got to my gate, and there were eight people there waiting at the gate for the flight. And when we got on the flight, there were nine people. It was surreal, absolutely surreal. And when I was buying my ticket, one of the options, you know, you can insure against lost baggage or flight cancellations or stuff like that. One of the options you can insure against now when you're booking your ticket is, do you wish to insure against complete airline collapse? That's an interesting option to have there when you buy a ticket.
Wild.
Very confidence inspiring. Yeah.
Oh,
they intend to collapse the airline industry, brother. They intend to collapse. I mean, you can't get hundreds of planes and put them out there in the desert, out there in Nevada, all parked there waiting for the airline industry to come back on. You can't just park a plane for 2 years and come along and turn the key and expect to drive it away again. These planes are going to need hundreds of hours of maintenance, all the safety checks. It's going to cost millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to get this fleet back in the air.
No. They're not going to come back. It's not going to come back. No.
They're not going to come back.
No.
And all these people are going to do these jabs and do all this stuff so they can travel, and then all the airlines are going to collapse. You know, that's what they're going to do. This is a cull. This is a harvest of the human race. And the longer it takes people to figure that out, the worse it's going to get. And the more they comply, the worse it's going to get. This is harvest time. You're living in a people farm. It's harvest time. You look at what they did with the London Olympics in 2012. They had the coronavirus festival. They showed you all the hospital beds and all the virus. They showed you everything they were going to do in the London Olympics in 2012.
Let me say, at
harvest time.
Yes. Yes, harvest time. What Max is talking about, and some of you have seen this, go look for the opening ceremonies of the 2012 London Olympics. You must take a look at this. Hundreds of hospital beds being wheeled around the grass pitch, a whole litany of things. They laid it all out. They told us what was coming. It's all there.
It's incredible, isn't it, when you look at it? I mean, and you're looking at that ceremony and thinking, what is this about? You know, what is this all about? And in hindsight, you look at it, even the arena was shaped like a coronavirus. They were separating the parents from their children. You had the doctors ushering the virus out. Everything, it was all there, you know, and it's harvest time. You know, they had the child catcher and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, and this is what they're doing. It's a cult. The death rate from this jab is just through the roof, you know. The figures are just out of control, and people have got no idea what's coming. So, yeah, I mean, that's why I figured, well, it's time to get off the tracks, and I can speak stronger from here anyway. I can really start encouraging some action from here without getting taken off the streets. So, yeah.
Max, I want you to know, if it fits with your schedule, you're welcome on this program once or twice a month for an hour, whatever you need to speak out, I'll make available for you. So just keep that in mind.
Absolutely, bro. And thank you for offering that, because I'm going to keep my focus on Australia. I mean, I've still got a lot of contacts here and got a lot of information in. But the sharks were circling. I had certain things happening there, and they were about to take me out, and I can't do anything from in jail. And I just figured I still think we can turn it around. I do. I mean, you know, I haven't given up on the human race yet, and I won't. And I will continue this battle. So, yeah, thank you for that offer. I'll definitely come back and have a chat.
Yeah. We've got $7.5 billion? I don't know. And them, the satanic ones, the dark ones, the killers, the psychopaths, are not even visible compared to the mass of people on this planet. And yet the control that they wield through the media and the whole medical establishment, the educational system, the politics, health, it's unbelievable how they've done this. They've planned this, like you said, for a long, long time. This is not an off-the-cuff kind of a spontaneous thing. This is old news. Look at the 2012 opening ceremonies. You can find it on the internet. It's there, YouTube and other places. And look at it and ask yourself, what the hell are they doing? What kind of an opening ceremony for an Olympic Games is this? And then it'll all fall into place. Remember the Georgia Guidestones. Go read those. 20 different languages or 10 languages, I think. 1980 they put them up. They tell us, predictive programming, whatever you want to call it, they tell us in advance. We've had in this country, Max, in my view, over 1.5 million murdered now by the bioweapon, at least. VAERS says they get 1%. So multiply whatever the VAERS number is by 99, and you'll be close. All right? They're never going to tell us how many. I had one friend who knows a professional nurse. She worked 2 12-hour shifts at a Las Vegas hospital, and during those 2 12-hour shifts in one weekend, she saw approximately 300 people die in the hospital, in one hospital. Now, I'm not saying that's happening in every hospital. I'm saying this is a credible, professional, long-time nurse who was there and doesn't make stuff up. People are dying here. They're being injured for life. Their lives are being destroyed. They call these things, in mostly teenage boys, heart inflammation. No, it's heart damage, and they're not going to make it 4 or 5 years, most of them. That's it. They're killing people in a multiplicity of fashions with this astonishingly, incredibly intricate and evil bioweapon. Don't call it a vaccine. It's a bioweapon.
Yeah, and, you know, even the other way they're killing people, by simply denying them treatment and stuff if they don't take this injection.
That's right.
You know, people with heart problems and people with cancer are denied access to hospitals. People have got, you know, had appointments for, you know, dialysis and all sorts of stuff, and they've been booked for months, and they roll up and they won't see them. You know, and just turning them away on the sidewalk. What's wrong with these doctors? I mean, you've got to wonder, are these even human? Are these people that are doing this to other people? Seriously. People who work in the medical profession who did that because they wanted to save lives. I mean, it's mind-boggling what's happened to the human race. And they're creating a situation of complete medical apartheid in every single country, you know, whereby there's two classes of people, the jabbed and the unjabbed. And the people who get the jab, they just seem to change. As soon as they get it, their minds change. They just become complete advocates for it. They become angry with other people.
Yes, yes.
It's bizarre.
It's totally bizarre.
It's bizarre. They literally, their personalities change.
Yep, yep. Have you seen the Anthony Patch? It's about 8 minutes long. 7 years old. He said that. He said the moment people will get this jab, he was forecasting, their personalities will change. They will no longer have the ability to see themselves clearly and to understand that they have been changed in terms of their personality, their thought processes, their whole behavior mode. They are changed. You've heard this. I've heard it from too many people to count. My mother's not the same. My brother's changed. My whatever. My boss has changed. It's changing people's personality. Absolutely. And I want to say one other thing about the health profession. We got about 2/3 who have taken the jab and stayed on in this country. About 1/3, I'm just keeping it round figures here, have not, and they've quit or been fired, whatever. In my view, Max, the 2/3 that are still working in these hospitals for the most part, doctors, nurses, I don't care who it is, and they're only treating the vaxxed, and they're actually killing the vaxxed with remdesivir, as you know, these people are all accessories to mass murder and genocide. That's my view. I'm not speaking for Max or anyone else. These people, in most cases, know damn well what's going on with this bioweapon, and yet they're continuing to facilitate it. Oh, I've got a mortgage. Oh, I've got a family. I've got this. I've got bullshit. They're engaged in mass murder. That's what I see.
Well, I totally agree with you, Jeff. I absolutely concur with what you're saying. Every politician that is supporting this as well, they are They're murdering people by proxy. Everybody who's died in suicide in Victoria from these lockdowns has been murdered by proxy by the Daniel Andrews government. Everybody who died in nursing homes throughout England, through everywhere, all of these old folks were murdered by proxy by government. All the damage that they're saying has happened because COVID's caused all these problems. No, COVID hasn't caused any problems. All the problems have been caused by government in their reaction to COVID, which has all been completely and utterly pre-planned and scripted. It's all designed to do this. This is what it's always been about. None of this has been about a pandemic or a virus. It's been about the reaction to the alleged virus, which is to basically kill all the people and claim they're doing it to protect them. It's so incredibly backwards, everything that they're saying. You know, put on a mask and stay out of the sun to keep yourself healthy. How do they get people to actually go along with this? It's mind-boggling. You know, deprive yourself of oxygen and stay out of the sun and don't touch anything or have any conversation. You know, do all this psychological damage to yourself and completely destroy your life in order to keep yourself healthy. The only way we can stay alive against this virus is to stop living completely and lock ourselves in a little box. It's incredible, and people are going along with it, you know. Unbelievable, mate. And it's the biggest crime I've ever seen. It's a massive crime against humanity. And if people ever doubted that all of these governments work together, I've been saying for years, you've got to stop thinking of the world as competing countries and nations. We've got a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal masquerading as a system of international governments and nations, and they play all the people off against each other. And if you ever doubted that, all you've got to do is look at how the entire world is acting in lockstep through this great reset. All of the same phrases, all the great reset, all build back better, all of the things that they're saying in all the countries is completely scripted, and it's gone right back since the invention of television. They first started putting this mind control into people to lead them to this point and separate them from each other, put them all against each other, and just get them to where they are now, sort of their malleable sheep. They could literally go on there and tell you anything on the television, and most of the people would believe it. And I'll tell you something completely different. Not only day after day, but they'll tell you something completely different within the same sentence, and people won't even notice it. It's bizarre how far this mind control has gone.
Double speak. Double talk, and it doesn't even register with people. You're so right. The idea of forcing little children, especially, to breathe their own exhalation, which is their own body detoxifying, breathing CO2, it is. I've heard that it will cost them, these kids, 10, 15 IQ points over time, unless they stop. And if you go out in the sun, the sunlight creates in your body, I believe it's about 10,000 international units of vitamin D3 every minute that you're in the sun. It's an extraordinary amount of solar interface with the body to create your own vitamin D3. We need the sunshine. The whole thing is beyond belief, and what you said is, oh, it's so tragic. The average person, and this is why I tend to be, I don't want to say pessimistic, but I'm not optimistic, because the majority of people look at the damn television, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, it doesn't matter. It's the same message all across the board, and they believe it. They go into an altered state, and there may be EMF being put out of that screen into their brains. I don't know. Could be being broadcast through the cell network. But they don't have the ability to judge and determine and evaluate the information that they're looking at and hearing, and it goes right smack into their subconscious. Boom! It's in there. That's it. That's what they're doing to people.
Yeah, well, that's what television was created for, you know, and you look at media.
The flicker.
Media was created for as well. I mean, media, if you change the I and spell it with an E, media, It's the goddess of illusion. Did you know that? Interesting, isn't
Medea.
It?
Medea. Oh, yes. Very good. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's the goddess of illusion. So that's what the media is. It's just all lies. But it's the flicker rate, and they get you into that alpha state, And then it's just complete subliminal hypnosis. And when even when they're feeding you news stories, this is where they have two anchors there. So they've got the guy and the girl, and they're sort of having these little quips. They'll show you a news story, and then they'll make a little comment between each other, which will basically tell you what you should think about that news story they just showed you. All of this subliminal programming, it's all there in the background of every single thing that they do. And that's the hardest part. That's what sold the lie, is the media and television, you know. We need to, it's like they live, get in there and take over the airwaves and start broadcasting our message. Get that John O'Looney interview or put that on CNN. You know, get that into people's minds.
Fat chance.
Know? That's what needs to happen. You know, break that wave somehow. Find a way of hacking into the signal and broadcasting the truth to the people, you know.
I want to say this again. Go ahead.
One day of truth from the media would make so much a difference if we just get one day of truth from the media, you know.
If we had that chance, one chance to get to the masses, one day. Now, for those of you who don't know, it was Max who got John. It's John O'Looney. Is it John?
Yeah, John O'Looney.
John. Okay.
Yeah, John.
I sometimes forget. Max was the man who brought that interview forward. He did the interview and he released it. That was one of the biggest victories that we have had in a long time. That man was extraordinary and is extraordinary in his ability to explain from the other side what it's like dealing with his horror. And I'll never forget that. He's done an update, which Max also posted. John O'Looney, I've got it on the homepage. You can find it in the archive over on the right-hand side. If you haven't seen it, you must see it. Have you been in touch with John since then or lately at all? How's he doing?
I have done that update with him. I've got a couple of messages from him. I haven't been in touch with too many people at all over the last 10 days, but I intend to have John back on and have a chat with him and get an update from him probably sometime in the next week when I get settled where I am. I've had the most chaotic last 10 days, so I've been pretty out of contact with everybody.
Well,
I had to put all interviews on hold, you know.
I appreciate staying in touch with you during that time. I know it was tough. Go ahead.
No, it's been good. It's been great, Jeff, and we'll definitely do it again. But I am going to get him on again and get an update from what's going on in the UK, because apparently things are really starting to ramp up now, because he's getting a lot of young kids through. Like you say, that, you know, they're normalizing heart disease and stuff in young children now. As in Australia, saying it's dangerous for kids to exercise because they might get heart problems from exercising. Apparently now, the cover up, the jab, all the because even Moderna, apparently the Moderna jab has been banned for children 12 to 16 in the United States. They're pushing it now in Australia for kids 12 to 16, the Moderna vaccine. So, you know, we're going to see all sorts of heart problems and teenage heart attacks and stuff, and they're normalizing that now in the newspapers. So it's disgusting. It's absolutely horrific. What is happening to our world?
It's not human. It's not human. We got to understand it's okay to draw a line to define human behavior and inhuman behavior. These sons of bitches are not human. I don't know where they come from. I don't know where they get this. It's obviously driven by greed. How much money is too much? Well, they can never have too much. How much control is too much? They can never have too much. Greed. And how do they inculcate the masses? They use fear. It's all fear-based. People are afraid. And I gotta tell you, watching humankind on this planet be beaten into a bloody pulp with fear for damn near the last 2 years now is something that I knew was going to yield a terrible harvest. And it is. These people no longer have much of a backbone, many of them. They're afraid to do anything. I don't blame them. I get it. I understand. But this is the control and the diabolical evil of the inhuman ones working the masses. That's how they do it. Fear, and they beat people down. You know, you're going to have all of you out there, 7 billion people plus, the majority of those people are going to have PTSD for the rest of their lives, however long that may be, and we don't know. It may not be very long in many cases. We're watching this very carefully. it does seem to me that the death wave has begun in, we'll call it earnest at this point. Too many different kinds of deaths, too many screwball weird things, super cancers breaking out all over the place. Everyone's generating, if you've gotten a jab, you're generating microclots. How long before they build up? How long before they shut down portions of your brain to begin to show that you may be suffering from prion disease, which is another factor that's included in this spike protein, prion proteins. So it's a very, very diabolical and clever and sophisticated, multifaceted way to kill off masses. They haven't missed a trick, Max.
Yeah, and they're modifying them as well, like transhumanism. It's all leading into that.
Yes.
But then when you see some of the reports about some of the little creatures they're finding in there, it looks like the Hydra vulgaris that they're finding in some of the vaccines, the possibility of that. And there's actually a nano-synthetic version of it called Hydra Linnaeus. And this is a self-replicating type of... you can get this thing, you can get a Hydra vulgaris and put it in a blender and then put it in a petri dish and it'll reassemble. It's immortal.
Yeah. I'm aware of that. I think that it's science fiction out there. I think there's a very strong chance that some of this, and I'm watching very carefully, may be contamination. These companies do not exercise the highest protocols for health and safety and cleanliness, believe me, when they're making this crap up. So don't discount that, any of you out there. All right? Go ahead.
Well, I'm not, but think about this, though. With that Hydra Linnaeus, with the whole graphene thing that's going on and the link up to AI and then the transhumanism, and remember back in the Avengers movies? They had this little creature that they put into this injection, which hooked up mind control for these super soldiers they were trying up to the mainframe. And they're all going, Hail Hydra, Hail Hydra, because that was the name of the evil group was Hydra. And they had this little octopus logo. They tell you what they're doing in the movies. They had a little octopus logo, Hydra, and they're hooking up to the mainframe with this graphene shit, you know? It's incredible how they just put it right out there.
I got to see that movie. Which one was it? I want to see that.
It was, I think it might have been the first Captain America one, I think. One of the Captain America ones. But it's Hail Hydra, and they're creating this. It was either that one or the Winter Soldier one. And they're hooking people up to the mainframe by putting this graphene thing in there. They don't tell you it's a little octopusy thing, but they've got an octopus logo, and the name of the organization is Hydra.
Well,
we are with Hydra virus and these vaccines. And, I mean,
if it's being put in there, we're going to see a lot more of it. People need to do more research on this. We, as I said, are facing something that is multifaceted in its methods and mechanisms of killing people. Many ways. It's not just one thing. It's a lot of things that can kill people and are, in fact, killing people. And as you said, very appropriately, the method of death, the pathway that most of these people follow on the way down and out is truly evil. It is hideously evil. This is not an easy death for people. And I think you're right also that this is intent. Utter intent on the part of the non-human entities doing this. They get off on this. I can't explain why or how, because I'm not one of them, but they like it. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I think this is how they're changing people's personalities as well, is through this graphene link, this 5G. I mean, how it all fits together, who knows? But they haven't done all these experiments of mind control and frequency control and emotions. We've seen them be able to change the emotions of cats and rats and things back in the 90s they were doing this. So, they haven't done all these experiments for nothing. So, you think about different biological environments, different people have got in their bodies because of different vaccinations they've had and all this sort of stuff. So, of course, you're getting different reactions with people. And they get, the ultimate result will be to kill 90% of the population and completely control those that are left in the minds and in every way. And they won't even know it.
And they won't know it. They won't know it. I'm going to send you a video clip. And this guy is Anthony Patch. I think you'll find it very interesting. I'll send that along to you. It's a shorty. What's going on here now is only going to become worse, dear friends. And they're talking about the Dark Winter. The Dark Winter is a program of mass extermination. That's just the code word for it, code expression. They're not going to lighten up. They haven't missed a step. And it's been rolled out right in front of us on the shoulders of mainstream media, which has nothing to do with journalism. Nothing. So don't ever forget that either. I haven't seen Oz TV, but I'm sure it's just as bad as what we have over here.
It's all the same, Jeff. They're all one bunch, brother.
All right. Listen, we'll talk soon. I am, on behalf of an awful lot of people listening, very grateful that you're safe, that you're secure, and you're out of that hellhole.
Well, thank you, brother, and we'll talk again soon. Be in touch. And send me that video.
Okay, will do, Max.
Okay, brother.
Good night. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Max Eigen, and truly an heroic gentleman. He's amazing. Okay, we'll be right back. Hold on.